Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're balling the trees and then you lip out the pot. But if you've got a little time, and come and spend it with us. Cause now you're listening to The Rough Cut.
Hello, 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 and welcome down to yet another episode of the as of yet award-winning Rough Cut Golf Podcast. And boy, oh boy, have we so much to talk about this week as we launch into a new year and rock the world of professional golf. Once again, just because it's not been shaken up quite enough in the last 12 months. And with me today, of course, we have Mick, we have Kieran, and we have Jacob, all looking absolutely resplendent on this slightly sunny Monday here in Manchester. Wherever you're listening from, I hope you are well. I hope life is treating you averagely to a good.
Like on a scale.
Yeah.
Average to good.
Average to good. Yeah. I think that's all you can really ask for.
What more can you want?
Yeah, no, because we've got to be realistic. Like, everyone listening to this might not be having a great time. And if you're not, then I hope it improves.
Okay, just in general.
Yeah.
What if they're having like a really, really good time?
Then be prepared for it to all come crashing down. Because
enjoy that high.
This is life.
It will not last.
This is what happens. This is exactly what happened to me when I came back from Dubai. I was feeling great.
Oh my God,
yes.
And
then I just got punched in the face.
We haven't even spoken about Dubai yet. So do you want to tell us about it? Technically, it was a holiday.
I went on holiday.
But the sticks went.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And there was, you know, some social content filmed, which is great. There was some practicing on a range, which is great. Any short game practice? Any putting practice?
Yes and yes.
Oh my God, that's really good.
I had like a full day of practice. Like
one?
Yeah, full day. That's a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
Like a lot. That's a lot. Like it involved both day and nighttime practice.
Oh, because you played a night golf round.
Yeah, and I practiced putting and chipping in under the floodlights as well with no cameras.
What?
Take it seriously.
If you didn't know already, Peter Finch is somewhat adverse to playing golf if it doesn't involve filming it. So you playing semi-social golf. You played on Liv Cook's channel.
Listen, there was a lot going on because I'm adverse to a few things. I'm adverse to holidays. And I'm adverse to, yeah, practicing or playing
spending
without
time
a camera.
With Carly.
Didn't say that. As long as we get a solid 12 hours working, I think it's a perfect day. But I was convinced.
I'll see you at bedtime.
I was convinced by my young lady to go to Dubai and have a holiday. And it was actually pretty good. Have I told you guys anything about this?
Yeah, no. All we know is the hot air balloon.
The hot air balloon, yeah.
That's all we know.
And you played the earth course, right?
Played the earth course and then played with Liv on her channel and the floodlights as well.
And that was towards the end of the week, wasn't it, you played?
It literally last day.
So your last moment of being in Dubai was playing probably your least favourite hole in the world. Is your last moment of leaving Dubai?
No, played night golf.
Night golf.
But at least you left on a
you know what, we're
positive
not,
note.
Can we have this, can we just please have one episode where we don't talk about the 18th at the Earth Course? I'm sick of talking about it.
The only thing that we need to stop talking about is Didsbury Golf Club.
It's got another mention.
There it is.
There it is.
It will never die.
But yeah, it was great. I tell you what, I think this might be the best holiday I've had where, as far as food is concerned.
Oh.
Like we consistently ate fantastic food.
Cool.
Where were you staying? Just give them a little shout out for having nice food.
We were staying on the, I don't know what you call it, the girthy bit of the palm.
The stem.
I think the stem.
What's the really fancy hotel?
Atlantis.
There it is, yeah, yeah. You staying there?
They're right on the tippity top, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah,
prime time.
Where did we stay? Radisson? The Radisson something? It was fine.
That's
it,
a hotel. Yeah.
It, no, other no, other hotel nice chains hotel. Are available.
Yeah, definitely.
For now.
Unless you want to give us some money.
It was a nice hotel. It was fine. It felt like almost like you could use it to go on a business trip and go on a holiday.
Got you.
But it had a beach and it had a nice pool and it had a rooftop bar and it had... The only problem was the bar at the bottom, it only did Stella, the beer.
Well.
And again, other beers are available.
First world problems, am I right?
Hamstring themselves.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I don't mind a Stella.
No. We know.
Yeah, I don't mind a Stella.
You seem like a Stella kind of guy.
But it's just like, you know.
As opposed to what did they have at the top? What were you missing out on that didn't get to the bottom bar?
Yeah. Oh, no, they just had Stella upstairs.
Oh, right, so it was everywhere.
So yeah, I think that was like the beer of the month, I think, but it was just...
got a guest ale on, you might not have heard of it.
Yeah, it was called
Stella Artois.
Yeah, it was fine. But we did find a couple of other places that sold a multitude of different fizzy, wheat-based beverages. So I think we were fine in the end. But I have to tell you about the Indian. Oh, my God. Honestly, right, okay. So we went to some nice restaurants.
Preface this with your enjoyment of spicy food to start with.
Yeah, I love spicy food. Yeah. I love anything
as hot as possible.
Yeah, anything that has a chili approaching the pot is fine by me. but okay, this Indian, okay, Little Miss India it was called, and it was in the Hotel of the Fairmont, which is a nice big hotel. And we
also
went
a golf course.
We went to a Chinese, which was quite nice in there as well. But as we walked out, there was this place called Little Miss India, and I thought, you know what? I really fancy a curry now.
Right now, we've just had a Chinese.
I really fancy a curry, so I said, right, we're coming back here. I said, right, fine. We went in and the kitchen, we sat inside and the kitchen was like encased in glass. So you could see what all the chefs were doing. First really good sign. They all looked like they were having the best time ever.
Right.
Like they were laughing, they were joking. They had the tandoor ovens in there. So you could see exactly what they were doing. And then I ordered a lot of things, but... For my main, I ordered this shrimp curry, right? This Goan shrimp curry, slightly spicy. And these guys were cooking these shrimps, basically, these massive, they were prawns, but they were like langoustines, but they were massive. And they were cooking them in the tandoor. And honestly, I was like, oh my God, this is coming my way. It was like a skewer of these half lobsters that they were sticking in there. And my mouth is literally watering just thinking about it. Honestly, if you ever get the chance, go. It's incredible.
The idea of watching your food be cooked is like either you're like, oh my God, this is like a magician at work, or it's like, don't show me that bit. Mm. Just bring it out so that I can eat it without the, you know, knowing how it was made.
it could be terrifying.
Yeah.
But in this case, it was gratifying.
Excellent.
And satisfying to the taste buds.
What else have you got? Mortifying.
No, it wasn't mortifying. Why would you go mortifying?
That 9-hole play along with me was mortifying.
Oh yeah, God, I watched that.
Honestly, yeah.
That was a tricky watch.
So I really, really struggle with that golf course. Just full stop. I, for some reason, off the tee, I can't visualize where the ball's got to go. Because
bunkering is tough to.
Kieran knows this more than anybody because he seems to be the one who just gets me moaning about it all the time. I absolutely despise when there's a perfectly good golf hole and then the designer, in this case, Mr. Greg Norman, sticks something in the middle of the fairway, like a bunker or a water hazard on the 18th. I don't agree with it. I think it's lazy. I think it's annoying. I don't think you should be punished for hitting a good shot in the middle of the fairway.
Right.
So anyway, if you play the Earth course... There's bunkers everywhere, but there's several bunkers like smack bang in the middle of a fairway.
Mm. So if you hit it straight, you get punished.
Yeah, but straight away off the tee, I'm annoyed.
From the get-go.
Doesn't look nice.
So I'm playing like angry. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's not what you want.
I always say I quite enjoy those courses because I quite like the fact that there is more to it than just whack. Oh, the fingers both went up. I'm about to get an absolute telling off here. Go on.
You prod your finger forward.
Yeah,
if you're watching that on YouTube, I'm about to get rinsed here. Go on.
Is that because you hit it short and those bunkers don't matter?
Probably, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Now you get it.
That's brutal.
Go on.
I won't do that.
Take two.
I have a higher opinion of Jacob's game.
Okay, what was your finger for then?
My finger was four. I agree with Jacob, but the only problem is...
You're a short knocker.
If you hit it over one of the bunkers, there's generally like a downslope and another hazard waiting.
Okay.
So
strategically...
So punished anyway.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So you're being punished.
Sorry, by the way.
No. It's
brutal. Do you know why I thought that? It was because that is the same thing that I would think. Like, oh, that doesn't matter because I can't reach it anyway.
It's also not true. So it doesn't matter.
So, yeah, I'm playing angry anyway. But one of the things which I really struggle with, the greens were actually quite slow and they were so grainy. Like,
yeah.
If you're not used to putting on grainy greens, it's something which is completely different. It's something which no real experience with. And they were so grainy that I was hitting a straight putt. It was a straight putt and it was moving about 6 inches.
Mm.
And I don't know how to deal with that mentally. Or physically.
Yeah. Did you listen to last week's podcast where we kind of critiqued your game and like said that if there was one area of your game to improve? Did you listen to any of that?
I've not listened to it.
You've not listened to it?
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Shall we turn there?
So, yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about that.
I was... what was the best way of putting this? I was going to, and then Carly gave me a look.
Right.
So I didn't.
Raised her finger. You about to click play on your own podcast while we're on holiday?
Exactly. I mean, you know.
Maybe.
Could have listened to it on the plane or...
In bed.
I'm just getting in the shower.
It's just David going.
Yeah,
minutes
short
long.
Game is a worry.
But yeah, the putting I was having a real, real, real struggle with. So the back nine does get better though.
Correct. We've only seen half the holes.
The back nine does get better, and you almost have a hole in one, so it's worth watching.
We did say, didn't we, when we got in the office this morning, that it was like watching a car crash, but because it was so bad, you just can't look away.
Yeah.
And it was like watching a.
Put your finger out.
No, that was my finger now.
I just want to let everyone know that if I see a really bad car crash, I will look away because I don't want to see that. That's a problem.
People say that, like, you know, it's so bad, but you can't look away because
I was watching it. And Lauren was like, what? It was one of those ones where I reacted to it enough times that Lauren was like, what are you watching? She thought I was watching, you know, that video of the guy who jumps off the roof wearing the Wellingtons and his knees hyperextend backwards.
I've not seen this.
If I can find it, I'll send it to you to put it in. But you know, there's videos where like something, like guy falls off a skateboard, like lands either side of a rail or something. Yep. You watch it and you're like, oh, that's the reaction I was doing to your putts on the green.
I think you guys have got to stop watching these videos on the internet. Like,
well, you get fed everything on the internet now, so
yeah, it's true.
We're not choosing. It's just given to us.
You can hit the like three little dots and say, I'm not interested in this.
You can.
You know what? I've never done that.
I've done that, and it does work.
Exactly. I should do that.
You're just in this like downward spiral of like these punishing videos.
Because I'm getting a lot of rubbish on TikTok at the minute.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So... In essence, the holiday was good. The golf was bad, but I'm happy to be back. And we're leaving again this week, so
yeah,
you are
got the wanderlust.
we can only stay in this country for ever so long. I think it's now like written in contract, if I'm right.
Yeah,
because you can't. Yeah, we came back from California and Arizona, and you were here for literally a day and a half. You must have literally washed your clothes, put them back in your suitcase, and naffed back off. Less than that.
No, I didn't wash my clothes.
No, so. Right, okay.
He has another suitcase waiting.
Yeah, he already has stuff in Dubai. They stayed in the Radisson, stayed in his house in Dubai.
Yeah, the Radisson was a big bluff. I've actually got a permanent room in the Radisson.
Yeah. It's on retainer,
the
just like
suite. And then, yeah, now you three, in fact, are off to Carolina.
Mm. Yeah.
Which of the Carolinas?
South.
Oh.
Very important.
Although we are actually going into the north as well.
Are we?
We are straddling Carolina.
Are we really?
Mm-hmm.
When are we going into the north?
We've had you in the shower. We've had straddling Carolina. We've had either side of a rail.
I think we go into the north when we go up to, shall we? Shall we actually say what we're doing?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Okay.
Let's rewind.
Okay, so here we go. We leave Blighty on Thursday. We fly out through the rain-laden clouds across the Atlantic and then land in the beautiful sunlit Isles of Myrtle Beach, where we are going to be taking on a qualifying event in an attempt to play on the PGA Tour, an event which is happening in April. It is us, and it is seven other creators and then eight other actual good golfers. So we will see what happens there. The video for that is only coming out in April, but we're going to be capturing some stuff with the very many beautiful people who are also there. After Myrtle Beach, we are hopping in the car. We are driving about an hour and a half north, which I think takes us to North Carolina, I think. we are going to be going to somewhere which I wanted to go in so long at Pinehurst. I am so excited. Listen, I'm really excited about the prospect of qualifying for a PGA Tour event, but I'm going to be completely honest with you. I am really looking forward to going to Pinehurst.
It looks so cool.
It's cool.
It's one of those places. I very rarely make lists. Like I don't have top countries I want to visit.
That's a massive lie. All you do is make lists.
Looking at about 20 lists behind Mick Zed on the whiteboard.
Yeah, these are all video stuff, but or favorite restaurants.
Personal lists.
Yeah, restaurants I want to go to, mm-hmm. or countries I want to visit, things I want to do before I die, all that kind of crap. I don't really do any of that. But as far as places that I want to go play and I want to go visit and I've wanted to visit in ages, Pinehurst is there. It is right up there. Everything about it says to me, you are going to be welcomed with open arms, given a hug, and offered an opportunity to stay and never leave.
We may never come back. Mm.
However, that golf course is real hard.
Yeah, we are playing the US Open venue.
Yeah, I think, obviously, knowing it as the venue and also it's obviously Pinehurst number two, I maybe just out of lack of knowledge just assume there was three or four golf courses at this place. No, there's number 10.
Yeah.
And there's another course as well, which is a par three.
Cradle.
And that's the Cradle, which looks sick. But there's only, and that's only Pinehurst Resort.
Yeah.
Around that area, there's so many other courses which are, as you may expect, pine and sand based and just everything about it. I'm just so excited to go. It just looks absolutely unbelievable. So we're going to be doing a bit of filming there. Then we're off to Tobacco Road, which is another place I wanted to go for ages.
Lord, the names you're dropping on this podcast are just nuts.
It kind of looks insane. And then hopefully we're going to be getting some videos done with the Bryan Brothers at their golf course at Salina, and then potentially one other venue which we're working on. So it's going to be an incredible trip. It's 2 weeks. I think out of it, did we say about 10 videos? I think we might be able to get
close to, yeah. I think nine's the aim.
Yeah, so that's going to be
what happens.
So that's
how many videos can you squeeze out of I come ninth in PGA Tour qualifier?
Part well,
listen, I am going to be happy with ninth.
Ninth's good. Yeah.
If I come ninth, that is going to justify me holding a pretend trophy saying, did I qualify?
Mm.
Honestly, if I get top 10, that is grounds for me being a good golfer. I don't know. No idea.
Well, this probably is going to be maybe the last time we get to properly talk about this on the podcast, because we've got the next couple kind of planned of what's going to happen. So would you say that your aspirational goal is a top 10, or is that as good as you think you're going to get, or are you kind of...
If your goal is not to win it, why are you going?
That's what I was going to say.
Can I be...
A goal and then realistic
can
is
I
what
be
I want.
Completely honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I just...
Completing 18 holes.
Not embarrassing yourself on
not
TV.
Not withdrawing.
Can I just level with you full on?
Not tigering out.
My biggest goal is not to finish last.
Okay.
Achievable.
Honestly, bear in mind, this is the first... I know we did a good event, but this is the first proper 18-hole individual scorecard in hand comp that I've played in about 2 years. So this is... I played one last year at Crewe, but for an actual proper event against some really good players, of course, I don't know about, having only just changed my swing and having almost zero practice on my short game. If I go out there, break 80... Even though I won't be happy with that, because like you said, you should be turning up to every event trying to give all you can, and it is only a one-day event, so you just got to go out and try and get as many birdies as you can. I just want to put in a performance which I'm not going to look back on and cringe when the video comes out.
Okay, yeah. So nothing like that nine-hole play with me that just came out?
Well, if you watch the back nine, you'll see things change.
So more like the back nine.
More like the back nine, yeah. And that's the thing. I have absolutely no idea where my game is in the moment, because yes, that round was rubbish, but actually in the evening when I played again, I actually played quite well. Like I was on the par in the evening. So
whatever Peter Finch decides to turn up then, basically.
Yeah. I mean, and again, it's such a different game. It's such a mental game as well. Because like with all the swing, the changes I've been doing, like I got to the Earth course 45 minutes before it teed off.
Unheard of. This,
yeah. What? Right. I got now.
Was that an accident?
If you don't know how I approach my rounds of golf, usually, if I'm there 10 minutes before the tee time, like I don't know what to do with myself.
If you have time to get a coffee, we've done well.
My warm-up is a sprint from the car. That's how I plan it, and it works. I was there so early. I had a full warm-up all throughout the bag. I did stretching. I got some breakfast. I got some coffees. I had a chat to people. I spoke to people. Like, that's how weird it was. I had to be sociable. And then I got to the tee and I was like, I feel so overprepared.
This is going to go badly.
And then it was like a snap hook, 4-putt double. And I was like, well, that was pointless. I'm not doing that again.
So are you saying that when you get to the qualifier, you're just going to rock up
I'm
to the tee?
I'm
going to
stay in my room until the last possible moment.
Okay. Competition.
Yeah.
Competition between you and Fat Perez as to who can turn up the latest and the most hungover.
I don't play well hungover. I've only done it. Actually, no, that maybe
did it last year?
That was a castle
the
course.
Castle course.
Well. I actually play well. Maybe it's a secret. I think I play well because I physically couldn't move that fast.
So was just everything was smooth and 80%.
You're doing a Monty when you're swinging.
Yeah, so I was just bunting it down everywhere.
Your 60-year-old swing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, because obviously it's really tricky because like comps are back on the agenda this year. And I'm a little bit nervous because the last comp that I played in properly was, it was horrible. I didn't enjoy it. It was like the worst experience I've had on a golf course maybe. So to actually get back and get playing and to get that competitive edge going again, it's going to be tricky.
And if all doesn't go well, sack it off, start your own tour, play on that instead.
Well, I mean, I've got to be honest, as far as the segue goes, it's a pretty blunt instrument, that. That was a bit of a bludgeon into that one.
Yep.
Yep.
Wasn't the most subtle I've ever been. However, would you like to tell us and also the viewers and or listeners of this podcast of the major... Not a major. it's not starting a major. Of the advancement in Peter Finch... live golf that's happening in 2024.
So I'm gonna add a preface to this, okay, which I think is a great fancy word if I've said it, or a preface.
Yeah.
So when we've done Quest for the Open in the past, we have had an issue with the fact that I've not actually been able to play that many comps before open qualifying. So, and it's the only way that I can improve. I need competitive golf to actually get in the mindset of being a competitive golfer, because if not, it just doesn't work. So what I thought this year would be a really good idea, I thought it'd be fine, is to start like our own little version of a professional golf tour. So I could actually get competitive golfing, which sounds like the stupidest thing to do ever, but that's what we're going to do. I've teamed up with the PGA in Lancashire. So it's kind of my local PGA chapter, if you will, region. And what we've done is I've organized with Simon, who's kind of like he's the main kind of guy as far as comps are concerned.
Top dog.
Yeah. I've organized with him that from the end of March until basically open qualifying, I'm going to be running a series of events which count towards an overall order of merit and a mini order of merit.
Wow.
And we're going to be hosting these events. We are guaranteeing a top prize, because that's the thing. That's a problem that local PGA events have, is that if not enough people enter, the prize funds are negligible, and then people don't really want to take a day out of work to come play for 100 quid.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for £25 pro shop credit and, you know, a couple of Snickers bars.
Yeah, so we've got to like make it worthwhile for people to come out. So we're kind of stumping up the cash as a top prize guarantee, which will, I think, probably be region-wise, apart from Yorkshire, they get loads and loads of pros playing. Like, region-wise, it'll probably be the best paying one day kind of events in a local PGA region. Well, because it's all cyclical. So we've got a big first prize fund, which will entice more people to play, which gets more entry fees, which can then be paid further down, which is going to encourage more people to play. So these events, we should be able to get a lot of people out there.
Excellent.
And obviously, we're going to be filming all of this. We're going to be throwing ourselves into the mix. So
hold on. We're not playing.
What do you mean? I'm ready to go.
Sponsorship exemptions.
We are definitely not playing.
Have I not mentioned we're playing because of Scramble?
Do you know what? I think they'd have a problem. Oh yeah, they'd have a problem if we turned up as a Scramble team.
Does that mean that only pros from Lancashire can play, or can it mean that?
So it's a region. So if we did say we organised it with the North region,
right,
that would be like from the North. Yeah, everyone from kind of this area,
right, anywhere from Watford up.
Yeah, so
Birmingham, isn't it? Birmingham.
Where would it be like Cheshire upwards, I suppose. So it would be obviously a lot more kind of all encompassing. But this one was starting out with just Lancashire, so just the county, and then seeing where we go from there. If it works, then great. Because what we're, if we want to break it down as a very simple concept, we're hoping that the events that we film add revenue from YouTube. And if we get any potential sponsors, then great. But that will then pay for the actual kind of prize funds and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so it'll resolve itself with regards to money put up based on the views from the videos, hopefully.
Yeah, so we are using YouTube to pay for professional events.
Oh,
is the
great
kind of best way of putting it. So if it works out, then initially, I think the first five events, basically, initially this will be a really good starting point to say, well, if that works and if people are interested in seeing, this level of golf, because it's a strange one, because there's a lot of really good players in Lancashire, but you're never ever going to get to see them normally because, they're not out there on any kind of tours.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are interested in this level of golf, this type of competition, then we could do more. And we could make it a proper, proper new thing going forward.
So hold on. Let's think about this. A 1 or 2 day event. One day. Good prize money.
Mm-hmm.
People from this area,
mm-hmm,
going to be viewable on YouTube. Is this a rival to live?
This is, I would say, in the hierarchy of golf tours, right now, I would probably put this firmly in between DP World Tour and Live, just above Live.
What's the Roman numerals for 18? That's what we need to... who's, I don't know what the...
XVIII?
Sure.
That's a lot.
10,
that sounds like
10,
a lot.
10-5-1-1-1?
No wonder people stop using this system.
Yeah. It's a bit tricky.
I don't know if people know that, by the way, that LIV is Roman numerals for 54. I don't know if people know that already.
Now you do.
Now you do.
Now you do. Right, yeah.
I hope I've blown one person's mind.
Yeah, you blow mine.
There we go.
Wow.
It's going to be interesting because I am honestly, because obviously it depends how we kind of title these videos and package these videos. It might not be event one. It might be something different, but to see what the viewership on that would be and to see what kind of exposure it gets, I'm interested to see, because it could be the start of something which is really good. It might literally fall on its ass.
It's not going to.
It might completely collapse. It won't implode like a neutron
star.
We won't let it.
Actually, no, neutron star doesn't implode because that's totally done. Anyway.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that I'm excited about this. I'm really interested to see where it will go. I'm very happy to be doing it like PGA Lancashire as well. Some of the courses that we're going to, people will never have seen them before because there's no, someone living in Carolina is never going to have heard of Longridge. They're never going to have seen the mighty Heesham on a YouTube video before.
Did you choose the courses, or have you been sort of...
No, it's kind of like Simon's kind of gone out and said, okay, this is what we're doing. Because what it's based on as well is these courses giving up tee times.
Mm. Yeah.
That if we can show in this first year that we can say, listen, this video has got X amount of views, it's got this many people talking about the golf course. If it works, then Simon can go to courses next year, say, listen, Royal Lytham.
Yeah. Hillside.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but that's in our area.
Yeah, I guess.
Imagine doing that whole loop like Hillside, Birkdale. That's a big one.
Imagine.
Yeah. Oh, year of the Open.
Because this is where it gets a little bit difficult, because that would be West then Lanks. North region rather than Lancashire.
It has to be Lancashire.
West Lanks.
West Lanks. So that's is that right?
That would be like Merseyside or Orders.
Yeah.
Got to keep it in there.
God. So that's the thing. Like, you know, we don't want to drive to a border and they get stopped.
Yeah.
So you can't play here.
Great Lever and Farmworth. We'll go there. Mm,
yeah. And then we could have adventure to Yorkshire.
Bloody hell.
You can't play over here, lad.
Don't talk.
On the wrong side of the mountain.
You drink coffee, not tea. You're not welcome over.
You've got your own little logo as well, haven't you? We were sort of looking at doing our own little logo.
I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but if it is, you can stick it up.
Great.
Fire it up. There it is.
We might be pointing at nothing, but there it is.
And... So, and everyone like PJ Lancashire has been kind of informed of this and all the rest of it. So it's not like a big.
That's good.
Yeah,
they know. So it's some happening.
People know
it's happening.
People know.
This isn't us just turning up and just putting some signs.
Are we going to get our own flags and stuff?
No.
We are.
That's a good shout.
All you need is 18. Then just take them out. You wouldn't need it very
much. Actually, you only need one, because whichever hole we're filming,
we just go put it on for us.
We'll just put the flag on.
Potentially, yeah.
We should get like baskets. Like do it a Pinehurst US Open stuff.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
What was that one?
Markers that have got little U like this with a YouTube face.
Where did Justin Rose win the US Open?
Is it Merion, I think?
Merion, yeah. You're right.
The baskets.
Yeah, with the baskets, yeah.
So think everything like that. Now, bear in mind, please bear in mind, everybody watching and everyone at this table, this is us organising this, okay? The chances of
it happening,
us organising 18 flags, that sounds like a massive commitment.
That's a big job, isn't it?
That sounds really easy. That feels like almost the easiest bit.
That's like your job. That's a you job, that. You're very good at that sort of stuff.
No, I had it with his face on it, wasn't it? So,
actually, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, one, two.
How are you doing plus 10?
So,
it'll just be him holding a cardboard box.
Right. In fact, I'm just going to stand quite near the hole.
It's you. You are the flag.
Let's get 18 mix out there.
And it's hit the pin.
Oh, and the pin's fallen over. Oh, down it goes.
Oh, good Lord. No, I think flags is very easy. I think getting people there is the tough bit, because like once they're there, then the video kind of makes itself. The tournament exists. And
I think most pros kind of in and around Lancashire will be interested in seeing what it's about.
Okay, so here's the question. Great that there's going to be some prize money. Great that these people and the course is going to get a bit of exposure on the channel, which is wonderful. What can we offer to the Order of Merit winner for the series that can't be offered by someone who doesn't have a large YouTube channel?
Like a really firm handshake.
Okay, good. Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know, because like we were talking about this about like maybe getting like little trophies for each event, talking about like mini Order of Merit, like
big check,
naming these events and stuff, big comedy checks.
I like that.
Doing all this, and it the thing is, like, nothing is off the table, but there's literally nothing which has been organised on the table apart from the events and the structure and stuff like
You'll
that.
You'll wear a suit and do the presentation.
Can we get a jacket?
I don't want to wear a suit.
A rough
and
cut
they,
jacket.
Every time they win, they do like a champagne sort of like speech, don't they? Yeah. To a speech.
They get to host the dinner next time round.
Yes.
They get to choose all the things.
Champions dinner.
That's so sick.
Basically, I think what we're saying is these events just need to turn into what the majors are for PGA Lancashire.
PGA Lancashire is the new PGA Tour.
Don't worry about the PGA Champ at Conwy. Don't worry about the Manchester Open. Forget them. Yeah. It's all about at Fleetwood Golf Club. That's what we want.
What would be the Lancashire menu starter? What's a good starter?
You never have a butter pie to start.
No, that's main. That's main course.
We got butter pie.
Don't you even talk nonsense.
Well, this is Yorkshire.
I know. Yeah, I need to go a bit more Lancashire.
Yeah, there you go.
Like basically, you just do.
I just need to do your dad. I need to drop my act and talk like I'm back in Preston.
There you go.
Right. I don't know.
What's a typical starter
in?
Well, normally,
chips and gravy.
Like when I was growing up, we didn't have enough money for a starter, so we just went on to Main.
You're not offering canapés, no.
On to Main.
Straight on to Main.
Yeah, straight. Like, no.
But to be fair, butter pie is like good enough.
When prawn cocktails came, we thought that was witchcraft.
Packet of crisps for starter.
No, couldn't afford crisps.
Who's this Mary Rose? Who are you talking about?
So I think what we'd go soup.
God, please stop the accent.
And then we'd go some, we wouldn't even go butter pie, we'd go Lancashire hot pot.
Lancashire hot pot, yeah.
Classic Lancashire hot pot.
What so about, do you, what about you, dessert?
What the Wurzels sing as you eat.
Yeah. What's dessert?
Dessert, originally I think caramel was, that was in Northumbria, I take it back. Well, there's lots of bread-based...
Bakewell, was Bakewell in Lancashire?
Don't talk soft.
No idea what's going on. If you didn't understand the last 15 minutes, maybe just like go and look up what that accent is and then maybe come back and translate it. We'll have subtitles. Put some subtitles in, but people have no idea what's going on.
The thing is, I feel like I'm putting this accent on, so I feel like it is almost a bit. I just need to talk like if I'm back in Preston, right? That's a bit more like right. Okay,
it's a bit more subtle.
Yeah, I just need to like
you're forcing it too.
I just need to imagine I'm talking with my dad.
Yeah, that's right.
And you miss out a few words, don't you?
Yeah. What I actually said then, yes, you're absolutely correct. I do miss out a few words.
You're going to play Old Course, Dad. Come.
Exactly. Old Course. Yeah.
Old Course.
All right, okay.
So, see, this is the problem.
Pudding.
If you want me to do this again, just give me 2 weeks back at home and then I can
get
back. Yeah, another holiday.
To Preston. Yeah. One of those famous spa breaks to Preston.
I saw something like this the other day. I saw that Blackpool and Preston, or was it, it was something like that, it's like the best place for a getaway for a couple. Yeah, it was voted one of the best. Honestly, no joke. No
couple
joke.
Couple of what? Couple of videos?
No joke. Honestly, no. I saw it on like a Lab Bible or something like that. That Blackpool and Preston had been voted a good place for a getaway in the UK. Honestly.
It's cheap.
A criminal getaway.
Getaway from law.
Yeah. Oh, thank God we crossed the border. They can't follow us.
Oh, we'll go to Fylde Coast.
No, I did. I'm
Fuzz
sure.
Can't come there.
I'll get it up.
That's
wild.
I promise you. That's what I'm not making up. I promise you.
Was that a sponsored post?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This was paid for by the Fylde Coast Tourism Board.
Blackpool Illuminations.
I am proud of my hometown of Preston. If people want to go there, then cool. Why not?
Come visit.
Listen. There's worse places I've been to.
Speaking
like
of...
Like Blackpool.
Wow. We're going to an event there. You'll get harassed.
People from Blackpool understand that I'm from Preston and a Preston North.
They'll know.
Right. Okay. It goes without... It's just a natural thing.
Okay, so the series has a name. Would you like to announce the name?
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it?
Oh. Does it?
Yeah.
Oh. I think we're going to call it the Quest Mini Series. Which is what's on the logo, I believe. And then we're going to go from that. I think Quest is like, basically anything that we do now is going to have Quest in it.
Yeah, Swing Quest, Quest for the Open.
Yeah.
Question Time on the podcast.
Very good.
Good. Now, the dates are confirmed and the courses are confirmed?
The dates and the courses are confirmed, yes.
Excellent. They will be on the screen right now. If you are a PGA pro in the Lancashire area, here is the courses that you're going to come and play.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite nicely kind of spread out until Open qualifying as well, which Excellent. Is good.
Cool.
And then there's intermingled with that some other North Region events. So I think this is going to be the most comps I'll ever play before Open qualifying.
Wow.
Which is really good.
Which is a good thing.
We'll see.
Do you get to start like 10 under par or something for being there?
Unfortunately not. I had a number of suggestions. Unfortunately, that is not one of them.
Yeah, that's good.
What were your suggestions?
First of all, I could start 10 under par.
Okay.
Once that was not back, I said, 8 under par.
Just keep going down.
Yeah. It kept going. And unfortunately, apparently, you're not allowed to do that. So
flip it and be like, they have to start like 5 over.
Mm.
You know, flip it. I'll start at level par.
They're doing a 14 club challenge.
Exactly.
Are we allowed to pick the pin positions?
No. I think people will be slightly suspicious.
Are we allowed to roll the greens ourselves?
No.
Are we allowed to get like guest appearances? You know, like I see that Liver's getting back Anthony Kim and stuff like that. You know, can we get back a few people like this?
Yeah, we'd just like to announce now that Anthony Kim is also going to play on the Quest mini series.
Oh yeah. So you may have seen the reports about him getting a wild card pick for Liv. I've spoken to Mr. Kim, as I call him, and Tony, we are offering him a unequivocal sponsored invite to all five events as well.
Wow. He's, so you heard it here first.
Yeah, why he's not announced yet, because he's weighing up.
He's waiting. So, you know, guaranteed first prize.
and he starts 10 under par.
Yeah, no expenses paid. And
he might need to start 10 under par.
You might want to practice round at like stand. Just to
see what the yeah
just to see
you
what
wouldn't have played
about.
Anywhere like this before, son.
No,
yeah. Absolutely, son.
And I've also sent out handwritten letters, just asking players like Rahm to see if he's got any.
He's got a little bit more time.
He might have gaps in his contract.
Yeah.
You know, I've not seen it. So we'll see.
You're allowed to play on a rival tour. Wasn't that the point?
I've got a feeling. I've got a. Premonition that the organizers of Live Mr. Normal would probably not see this as a rival tour
yet.
He would know it's superior.
Oh god. I fell into that one. God, such an idiot.
See,
should have seen that coming. They don't have a champions dinner, do they? They're not having hot pot.
Not yet.
No, they are not having. Oh my, we should have on the first tee like a massive bowl of hot pot.
I love
teas,
that. I love
teas,
that.
Scorecard, hot pot.
Oh. No. The teas are butter pies. Tea markers, butter pies.
There we go.
And the advantage is, yes, if you play in the last group, like you can take them away and eat them.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I think.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
That'd work.
This is getting better by the second.
This is literally getting really good.
I really like that.
I think on this, and I just want to throw this out. I'm just thinking this off the top of my head. We will be inviting sponsors for individual events. Okay,
that's good.
And what I want to try and do, if possible, if like local Lancashire companies want to get involved, this isn't going to be like a, you know, you're going to have to pay X amount to be it, but if you are like a baker's in Lancashire and you want to get involved,
that's so good.
Like, cool. Like, but you've got to donate 100 butter pies. I am more than up for like trying to figure stuff out that, because if we're going to keep it in Lancashire, we're going to keep it local. Let's try and do other stuff. Let's try and keep it kind of local. And like, and obviously like within the videos of trying to do shout outs and stuff, it won't be anything massive, you know, so don't expect anything crazy.
Yeah,
if you want to get involved,
there's no advertisers hoardings behind the first. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking,
they could like sponsor a hole, so like the third hole sponsored by like Wendy's butter pies.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
I'm obsessed with butter pies.
I don't know, I love butter pies.
Do you know what I'm smelling OBE for all of this. Commitments to golf in Lancashire.
Services to golf in Lancashire. I can imagine. Yeah, yes, Mike. Yes, King. Yes,
I'm smelling it.
Yes.
Oh my god, that would be so ridiculous. Good lord.
Anyway, I'd turn it down anyway.
I think Stephen Merchant said this on the Ricky Gervais podcast once. He said, I thought that as well. He said, I would turn it down. Like, I'm cool. I'm not part of the system. But like, in reality, you would take it because it goes next to your name forever. You get a passport that says OBE on it. That's so cool.
What does it, when you get an OBE?
I have to pay to update my passport.
You're the Order of the British Empire.
And what does that get you?
Nothing. It just gets you a pat on the back and you can call yourself OBE.
Right. No, you get invited on. You get invited to all of the like Wimbledon Centre Court. You get invited to the British Formula One.
No, you don't.
What? You get free tickets to everything. Just flash your thing. Look, OBE.
OBE. My tattoo. Nah. The last vestiges of the British Empire. Now, I don't want to be involved.
You turn it down.
Thing is, though, I turn it down because I'm going for something better. I'm going for the knighthood.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, there you go. Who wants an MBE? Everyone's got an MBE.
Is MBE better than OBE?
Member of the British Empire.
So which is better, OBE or MBE?
I think
we'll research it and find out.
I think CBE's the best one, which I think's Commander British Empire.
You want to be Commander Finch?
No, I want to be a sir. I want to be a knight.
Sir Peter Finch. Yeah.
I think my grandpa's got something.
What?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, though, but he's definitely been to the palace and received something.
What? Aren't you already an earl?
A lord.
Right, a Jacob.
I did make Peter Lord, yes.
Jacob bought Peter some land.
That square metre in Windermere makes me a lord.
In Scotland, isn't it? Something like that.
It's in the lakes.
Oh, is it?
Lakes, is it?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Have you been? Have you visited?
I have several times.
Good. How are the people? Are they?
No longer a Lancashire man. He owns land in another county.
Oh, damn.
What a letdown.
We're calling it
the Kendall series
now. I hereby resign my ownership of land in Cumbria.
My titles and deeds.
Yeah. I forfeit to the crown my titles and deeds and land in Cumbria. I apologise. Okay, I'm back in Lancashire.
Well, if he pops over, we can go to Kendall and get some Kendall mint cake for pudding, and then we're done for the menu.
No, they're going to sponsor an event.
They can't. Yeah. If there's no one in Lancashire wants, if we kind of expand it out,
just keep going incrementally until we get to people who care.
Yeah, we'll keep going incrementally until the last event is like sponsored by Mastercard. Other banking providers are available.
Sponsored by the PIF.
We get absorbed. We get bought out by Liv. We see there's too much of a competition.
Or we merge.
Yeah, we're doing a merger deal with Liv.
BJ Tour have just got that Fenway Sports Group involved.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got to, we get Liv coming in. Like, we can't invest in the PJ anymore. How would you like 4 billion into the PJ Lancashire? I'll see what I can do.
We'll make it work. We'll get back to you.
I'll see. I'll have a word with the guys and I'll see what they say.
Oh my God, maybe that's Liv's way of doing it. Instead of like going for the big PGA Tour, they just go for all the local PGA chapters and like buy them up all one by one. And then eventually like, well, we don't have to own you because we own all your kids.
If you want to build for in the future, you've got to have solid foundations. That's what I say in the boardroom when I'm sat across from Greg. Who's got suitcases of 4 billion quid behind him. And I'm like saying, well, to be honest, I have already agreed the sponsorship for Dean's Bakery on the fourth event. So it's only the fifth that's available.
Yeah, you can have it. It's four billion.
What are we thinking to offer to Dean's? Are we saying to them that they're just going to have like a little sign saying this hole, or can Dean like pop up on the fourth and hand out?
I can't remember the name of it. Was like a radio show. It's an American radio show, and the advertisers basically gave the radio show money for adverts. The only stipulation was that the presenter, it was a comedian, I can't remember his name, this was a few years ago, basically could do whatever he wanted to advertise it. So he was given the money, but then he would just like do massive take the mix skits sorts of like bait. So I'm thinking if we get like a little sponsor, I can be in a big like Chesterfield armchair, like, have you tried Dean's butter pies?
But this is what we were saying about the Good Good event. Like they did that kind of thing, but serious.
If it
was us doing it, we would take the mickey so much.
Come on down to Charnock Richard Cycle.
Fantastic. Other cycle providers are available.
For now.
So like I said, if any of that comes off, then great. It won't be anything serious. So we'll see how it all goes. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what it'll be. And like I said, more people will watch it than live at the moment.
Until Anthony Kim. Isn't he playing quite well?
So this is
rumoured.
So the thing is, like,
playing. He's played. Playing. One.
Like he's going to be playing in the LIV event in Jeddah this week. And it kind of goes to show just like how unbelievably messed up professional golf is at the moment, when the biggest talking point is a golfer from 15 years ago, like who has like a semi-mythical status within the game, is coming back and playing on a rival tour. And everyone's kind of excited about it. This might be the only thing that actually recently would get me watching an event.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay. Kim is cool. Like Anthony Kim is cool to come back to golf. Like he was so good back in the day.
Was cool.
Yeah. Was cool.
But yeah. He shot 59 apparently in his practice round.
Yeah, I shot 59 once as well.
Did you?
Yeah, front I played nine. On my own.
On front nine?
Filled in my own scorecard.
Yeah, and the back nine started.
Started 45 on the par.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that he'd shot 59. I've seen like things like, oh, when he's playing money matches, he's always taking cash off people and stuff. Cool. It's just like, what do you buy into? Like, he's obviously good.
I heard he actually arrived in Jeddah by parting the Red Sea and walking on land.
God's sake.
And the dolphins behind him played trumpets.
But you are right in saying he has a sort of mythical essence to him now, because like you don't see anything of it. Like an Anthony Kim sighting, it feels like a bit of a Yeti or Bigfoot kind of.
I think because he left so suddenly, and also everyone knows this, this is a common occurrence throughout sports, like the longer a player sits on the bench, the better they become.
Oh, yeah.
So like Anthony Kim was such a good player, then he stopped. It's almost like when he comes back, you're just expecting these incredible things to start happening, when in fact it really might not happen at all. So
like Micah Richards wasn't actually that great at football, but
listen,
his lineup is good though. He's got great trim
on Football Manager. Was Football Manager 2000, he was unreal.
If you are at all Football Manager inclined, you probably want to go and find Jacob and DM him on Instagram or something, because Jacob is obsessed with Football Manager.
If you want a wonder kid, I'll let you know.
Jacob knows the ins and outs of who to buy and when to buy them.
I was thinking the other day, I don't think they'd be able to do that with golf. It's not really kind of a, you know, unless they did it for Live, get a Live game, and then you could be the manager of a team.
They're doing it for this Quest miniseries.
It's not quite the same.
I'm going to pile in on Ryan O'Neill this week.
Well, they've got F1 manager. They've got Football Manager. They've got Cricket Manager.
Golf Manager.
Don't know if you can. You'd just be looking after one bloke.
It'd have to be teams, wouldn't it?
Unless it was you. But
here we go. Hold on, Cogs.
Oh, sorry, they've got Cricket Manager.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought he was going to say something really constructive.
I've actually never played it. I can't back it because I've never played it, so I don't know how good it is. But
apparently the F1's very good.
Mm. But that one, obviously, makes sense because that role is like so crucial in Formula One.
Yeah,
Cricket Manager is like, as you'd imagine, it's kind of like you're the coach / CEO. I don't know, but you own like the team, whoever you want, Sussex, Middlesex, and then as you do with Football Manager, at least you kind of see the game play out with the engine. Yeah. Like with Cricket Manager, I'm fairly sure that like the most common way to play it is you just have the scoreboard and you press play and you just see the balls and the runs tick over. Oh. And then someone might get out and it drops down to the next person. And then,
so random.
Yeah. So I played Championship.
What people do now, eh?
I played Championship Manager back in the day.
Yep.
And I remember having a floppy disk of it. That's how old I
Anyone under the age of 18, 20, like maybe?
Floppy discs definitely had their moment in time.
Oh, they were unbelievable. Were you
floppy discs?
I've never heard of them.
Okay.
Anyone under the age
of 24 does not know.
So I remember having a floppy disk of it, and for the second, I think there were actually only, maybe only 10 seasons, and for the second half of the game, you had to put the other disk in.
What is a floppy disk? What is a floppy disk?
It's like a little square disk that holds probably about 500 megabytes of data.
Picture an SD card, but massive.
But the size of a piece of toast.
You should put in a Game Boy.
No, that's a cartridge of like, they're like that big.
Yeah.
Huge.
This is amazing.
And you stick it in, just think an SD card, but on a much bigger scale.
And it's got a little silver bit at the top.
Can you show me?
Silver bit at the top, which is very satisfying to pull back and see it pop back across.
I'm sure I probably have seen it.
I think you would recognize it.
I'm only 2 years.
Right, so while they're doing that, in the comments below, I want to know the thing from your era that people after you won't remember.
He doesn't look like he knows it.
That people after you won't remember, stick it in the comments.
I mean, Kieran grew up in the country. Like, if we showed him like a 1960s Lamborghini tractor, he'd been, you recognize that one.
Yeah. D200, bloody lovely then.
Oh my God.
Did you have
a lot of accents on this episode?
Could we have internet?
Do you have dial-up internet?
There was one place that had internet in his village.
The library.
You could go there and go on to web.
We were outside of the
Okay,
so.
Floppy disk. Yeah. Anyway, Championship Manager. Championship Manager. And it didn't, it was so old, it didn't have, like, it literally, the thing would I would play as Arsenal. So you're playing against Tottenham. It was red if Arsenal if we're playing well, and it would go white if Tottenham were playing well. And then at the end, it just showed you the score.
Didn't it have like? Did it not do like commentary things though? Like Arsenal shoot. Goal.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah.
Back awful. In the day. Terrible. Glorious. And I would have Anthony Kim on my lift team if we did
golf manager.
God.
He'd be raking it in. They must have given him so much cash to come back.
I'm pretty sure I'm saying that Anthony Kim is on a sponsor's invite. Is he not on a wild card or something? I don't really know.
Who gets kicked off to... Is he on his own?
He's his own team.
Peter Uline turns up and like, just his key fob's not working.
Hey guys! This is him looking through the window.
Everyone's like looking away, trying to avoid his eye.
Is that Anthony Kim getting a load of backpacks in there?
Is he wearing my team uniform?
It's like, doesn't really fit him. Is that it'll do?
He's a clique.
He's playing on torque.
Yeah, Richard Bland's like, he can't get out of his room.
Just locked him in.
Bland's like trying to escape, trying to jump over the balcony.
Lord.
Oh, he's tying all his bench sheets.
You wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Just to make it up as they go along. But I am genuinely interested to see what it's like when he does come back and like what his game's on. Because he's been away for so long now. Yeah. So.
Is it too much to state that maybe this return is a little bit more exciting or anticipated than Tiger's return? Or is that a bit too far?
Tiger's most recent return?
No, as in like when he first came back.
Depends how it goes.
Yeah, I think Anthony Kim is a bit of he's an enigma. He's like a one-off.
The thought of that this is a guy that we didn't really get enough of the first time round. Mm. As you stated, if someone sits on the bench a little bit too long and then in your mind this picture of this guy is created, that maybe he was a bit better or a bit worse than he was.
I think Tiger's Tiger. Tiger's still the needle mover. He always will be until he just decides to stop playing. But I think Anthony Kim is an interesting one because he's so well remembered for the type of golfer he was and then the way he left and the fact that no one really knows what he's done in the past, like
it's a different type of return, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But if you got into golf like in the last 5 years, you probably wouldn't
know who he is.
Yeah,
no, like, no so, idea.
But you know
no
who. Idea. But you know
yeah.
who Tiger
to explain
is,
to so. Me who he was.
Yeah, so.
I went back and watched a little bit. He's very good.
He was mega.
He golfed.
He was mega.
Yeah. So for many golfers, I think it's exciting, and yeah, I'd like to see how he goes on. Again, Liv just making a. If it is going to be a signing, they're making a move to get somebody interesting.
Yeah, it's a story, isn't it?
It is getting more interesting to watch that than it was to watch the magical Kenya Open, for example.
How dare you?
No, I watched a tiny bit of it. It was okay. We watched some here, did we not?
We did.
Can't remember.
I must be honest, I really did not like the course.
No, it always, in my head, and I think maybe because they stick the word magical before it, I'm literally assuming there's going to be like giraffes and elephants like wandering through.
The thing is, we were talking about this about like in South Africa when they go to Leopard Creek.
Mm. That actually does happen.
Yeah.
On one of the greens, it's almost like they've faked it and put a green screen in. You stand on the edge of a green and there is a creek down there where there's literally elephants and giraffes and all the animals that nature has thrown out in Africa are basically in this creek. As you're looking,
seen out the Lion King is happening right next to
a little cub being held up. And it's like this is absolutely incredible. And then the Magical Kenya Open was played on a course which was completely enclosed by trees. It could have been in Bedfordshire somewhere.
Yeah, you said it looked like Didsbury, didn't you?
Yeah, it could have been Didsbury. It could have been it could have been part of the Quest miniseries at the PGA Lancashire event.
It could have.
Maybe it can be next year.
Why don't we put them there?
At the Quest miniseries, we're not going to have giraffes and elephants. We're going to have a local crackhead in the lake in the background.
Can't afford crack up him. Someone with really high cholesterol from eating too many pork pies. That's the biggest addiction we have up here. I would have kind of thought the Magical Kenya Open... Wow, is that what you think of the North, by the way? Like, listen, don't get into the comments with Mick Hay after that comment. That was awful. Yeah. Why would you say that about the poor people?
It's a bit different, isn't it? Bit different.
Hey, Preston's the best place for a getaway in the UK.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Apparently you can get crack wherever
you want. They've got loads of rehabs.
They also included Blackpool in that. That makes no sense. Anyway.
I'm going to show you that.
I kind of thought that it would have been, like you said, it would have been out where you could see like the the wildness and the beauty of like the actual Kenya and countryside and all the rest of it. And I must be honest, I can't quite picture if the event's been anywhere else before, because it's always had that name, hasn't it? It's like, oh, magical Kenya over.
Yeah.
So I don't really know, but I know that with other events, when they go to certain strange locations, well, unique locations as far as golf events are concerned, they show off like the country in a different way.
Yeah.
Like not being enclosed in trees. But I don't know how many golf courses are in Kenya.
I think last year, didn't they have much better players playing in it last year? I think Fleetwood played in it last year.
No, I don't think so.
He played in a South Africa event. I know.
Right,
that.
Okay.
He played in the Nedbank.
So maybe that's the one.
No,
but you're right. There should have been some sort of... Maybe it just wasn't that nice.
They did it, but they did it in a way that was... They kept like cutting away.
Cut to a VT.
Cut to a VT of like the Maasai tribe. And then they were like showing what that's like. And then it was not... You kind of wanted to see it, as we've said, like in the Gulf, like within what was happening.
Get them Maasais on the green.
Well, it was kind of like the same with like the event in Mexico as well. This event in Mexico, like for some reason on the first 2 days, did you watch any of it?
Tiny bits.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like the first 2 days, every single camera was pointed towards like a random ski lift and like a theme park in the background. I was like, what is this? Where are they?
Hey, we can recreate that at Blackpool.
I could do, yeah.
Oh, it's the big one in the background.
I was like, what on earth is happening here? And then for some reason, some wise benevolent cameraman decided, you know what, this isn't actually the best view.
The way around.
And then like just started to reposition the cameras in the background. I got these incredible mountains and it looks incredible. I just don't understand people sometimes.
Just one cameraman whose earpiece to the truck is not working. And he's like, oh yeah, look at that. You know, like when we go out and I see a bird or something and I'm like pointing my camera at it. And you're like, we're literally playing golf right here. That guy's earpiece suddenly kicks in and it's the director going, Tim.
Back to the ski lift.
What on earth are you doing? Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I just
back,
saw,
back
just
to
saw
the
these
event.
Mountains.
We say that obviously with the Magical Kenya Open, like we've been slightly negative towards it. But like I think one of the good things about it is the fact that you do get those African players that come in and play. There's obviously some really good stories that come out of it. You had the Ugandan who made the cut with making that putt on the last.
Amazing.
You know, all those kind of things. The first couple of days they showed off the Kabuya brothers or Kabuya brothers were playing. It's those kind of things, obviously, is what the DP World Tour, in essence, can be good for.
You know, I feel I've been quite vocal on this point about, like, for me, the DP World Tour, formerly European Tour that I grew up watching, is still probably my favourite tour to watch because of things like this. Like the Magical Kenya Open. Like, that is... Like, how did that happen? Like, how did that come apart? Like, obviously, Kenya wanted to do some advertising, we'll fund it, great. And then, like, the week after, like, we're in South Africa... And then the week after that, you know what I think? You know what I think we should actually do? Let's go to South Korea for an event. Yeah, is that in Europe?
It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. It's called the DP World Tour now.
And then you get all these like random locations and like all these different storylines of like different players. And it's why I genuinely really, really want the DP World Tour to succeed, because it's interesting.
Yeah.
It gives different things. Like when you watch the PGA Tour, it is actually a lot better now, but you can get a sense that some of the courses week to week, like you can't tell the difference.
A lot of it looks the same.
I think it is actually, and to kind of loop back on that point, I do actually think that is getting better. Like I think the PGA Tour are all going to some different interesting places, but still there is a bit of a, you know,
you get those runs in the season where it just looks like they're showing the same footage again.
Exactly. So you know, that's why I really, really enjoy the DP World Tour, and I do hope it kind of manages to navigate the tricky terrain with which it has been dealt.
And if they want advice on how to run a really good event, they should come to us. Because
we've done it for negative amount of days.
We're debating whether to get flags.
Well, what's it going to be? So it's like literally a month away, the first event.
Cool.
Wow.
Jesus.
Go and practice.
And we've got no flags.
But we've got a course.
Or butter pie tea markers.
Yeah.
But you know what we have? We've got a golf course and we have endless enthusiasm. And frankly,
can-do attitude.
Can-do attitude, that's what you need. Yeah. Now, do you think that the guest of player for this week is going to be the Ugandan golfer who made a par to make the cut?
Well, I hope not, because I don't remember his name. And I've also said this on multiple times now, I keep putting too much emphasis on current affairs in golf in this game. So I can't let that happen. Okay. Except I know now I've said that, it's going to happen.
It's
going to
be Jake Knapp.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the 2024 Rough Cut Open, the game where your knowledge of golf history is more important than your ability to actually hit the ball. How the game works. At the end of each episode, I describe the life and career of a famous golfer. And after each clue, these accomplished professionals write down who they think it is. However many hints it takes them to get home is how many shots they took on that hole. So, if you get a par 5 after just 4 clues, you would finish that hole in 1 under par. Here are the current standings. Let's rejoin the action as the players tee off.
Okay, so guess the player. We are back. We are 6 holes in, I believe. Oh, no, we're not. We're 4 holes in. The Discord won the first 2. Peter won 2 after that. So it's 2-2 zeros for these 2 jazokas over here, which means that hole 5 is a par 3.
Oh,
first one of the round.
Damn.
Your first par 3 of the round.
Oh, I've been anticipating this.
Yeah. What club? Let me work out the yardage.
Tell me the hole first.
It's a long 217 yards.
Oh, that's stinky.
I mean, at the moment for me, that is a 5-iron.
Any elevation or?
I am not even taking this is one of the things that's confusing about Myrtle, by the way. My yardages are mental at the moment.
Yeah. After work on Friday, I went and just sat and watched Pete hit some balls. And I had to ask him about 4 times what club he was hitting. Mm-hmm. Like 190 yards for like an 8-iron or something. I was like, what is going on?
That's the pings though, That's pings.
It's a combination of those irons and that ball. Anyway.
The dispersion across the board is great. Yeah. There's no big jumps or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just that the starting point of how far that 9-iron goes starts at about 165 yards and then it just goes from there.
I'm going to confuse the hell out of a lot of people and I can't wait for it.
Yeah. Like, is he hitting a wedge? This is a 900 yard par 7. Here we go.
Who's the Discord player, by the way?
The Discord player for this one. Oh, yeah, because we're doing them very slightly out of order, aren't we? I will get to the information. I believe his name is Gareth. We're going to go into my...
Hello, Gareth.
It was Gareth. Golfing.gareth on Instagram.
Cool.
He is from Birmingham. And he... I'm not going to say what he did, but he did very well.
Great.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Getting a bit of a crackle on me.
You've just gone.
Just put it down.
I'm trying not to let Pete see the answers.
It doesn't. Right. I'm going to get it anyway.
Right, let's go.
Okay.
You know I'm on a roll. I've had 2 eagles in a row.
Call you butter because you're on a roll. Here we go. Shot number 1. Everyone prepared?
No.
And you should be playing along at home and or in the comments or in the car or at your wedding reception or wherever you are.
You should be. If you'd like. You should play. You should be playing along.
Come on, you should be playing along. Shot number 1. This player is a former Junior Orange Bowl Championship winner. This player is a former Junior Orange Bowl Championship winner.
Silence in the studio.
Good luck on that.
Orange Bowl. Now,
what the hell is Orange Bowl?
I have a idea of what that would be.
Okay.
If it correlates to what I know bowls to be, then I think I might know where this person is from.
You eat your cereal out of it.
You do. Only in the evening, though. We all know cereal's better in the evening.
After a night out.
That's very specific.
Yeah. Two-thirds, I'll give away the secret. Camera Scott came up with this. 2/3 Waitrose own Cocoa Pops. 1/3 crunchy nut. Very cold semi-skimmed milk. You're welcome.
Jeez. Waitrose own.
Yeah.
Middle class.
Waitrose own.
They're a bit crispier than the regulars. That's why they stayed.
Who wants crispy milk?
Doesn't make any sense. God damn it!
Right, okay. I've got a name.
That's all I'm after is a name.
That is
literally. Yeah, it's, that is the job. Your job's very easy.
Yeah. Yours is easier.
Mine's. How is mine easier?
Because you don't embarrass yourself every week.
I've hit my approach in the middle of the green. I'm pretty sure it's not going.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted. 217 yards, though.
Yeah, if you hit the green from there, it's a
big 8-iron.
It shouldn't be a walk in the park, should it?
No. It should be hard.
Okay.
Shot number two. In 2019, he became the youngest international PGA Tour winner since 1923. In 2019, he became the youngest international PGA Tour winner since 1923. Stumped.
Oh.
No run.
I've held it.
You've held it?
Yeah, I've held it.
Hang on. Just say that again, sorry. So he became the youngest... When was this, sorry?
I have technically read the clue out twice.
I know. I wasn't listening.
That... interesting. We called you to the tee. It's not your fault you didn't listen.
So I was distracted. There was somebody flashing in the crowd.
Jacob, again.
Yeah! I did it! I've definitely not, though.
You want me to read it out again?
Yeah.
What do you think? We should read it. Oh, fine. In 2019, he became the youngest international player. One more time. You've screwed me over. I shouldn't read it out three times. God. In 2019, he became the youngest international PGA Tour winner since 1923. And you're doubting yourself now.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Okay. You're comfy.
I think I'm okay.
You're comfy.
If he's American.
I'm happy, but I'm not like.
Yeah, I'm.
You're not celebrating
it's a
yet.
It's a good effort.
Solid. It's a solid.
It, like, this could be a lip out for the putt. But,
I don't want to hear that. Mm. I don't want a lip out.
I don't know.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
So I've missed my. Approach in the middle of the green. Hopefully I've rolled it up close.
Not a clue. Straight into the mic. Love that. Sorry, everyone.
I've got my headphones on.
Shot number three. This is your par putt. You should be tapping this in. Shot number three. This player's best finishes in major championships have been T16 at the Masters, T23 at both the PGA and the US Open, and T53 at the Open.
Okay, I've not got it.
This player's best finishes in major championships have been T16 at the Masters, T23 at both the PGA and the US Open, and T53 at the Open.
I mean, that's, apart from them not winning a major, that's given us nothing. So, I remember his T53 at the Open really well.
God,
I was going to put the years in there, but I thought that was just walking apart. It was too easy. So I took them out.
Can't be that person.
So stumped.
Yeah, but yeah, proper stumped here.
Good. There we
are. The Open one, if you said the number that I had in my head, then I was cartwheeling, but
yeah,
I've not got it.
No, cartwheeling everywhere. The youngest international winner.
You're still on clue number two, brother.
That's the best one I think we've got to go off.
That's the best one. That's a number three clue. That was a number two clue just given. No. I've hit my first putt and all of a sudden I'm 4 foot, but I'm having 6 foot outside the hole to try and hole it.
Listen.
It's almost a guaranteed bogey. It's way too much grain on the screen. Rip it up, start again.
720p this screen.
Yep, no idea. Looks like I'm hopefully tapping in for a bogey.
International meaning to someone not American, isn't it?
Correct.
Right.
Oh my God, look at Jacob.
Wow, I've never seen him so focused.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I actually think that maybe lasers may have come out of your eyes at that point.
I heard him think then. It's like a dull clunking sound going.
Clunk, clunk.
I'm just annoyed.
Oh my God, was it not the person you thought it was?
No.
Well, that's so sad because it's almost as if I've set up the quiz to do that to you.
For us to not get it as well.
Yeah.
I actually think the course designer here has got a little bit annoyed about a few good holes and he's tricked this one. Yeah. Okay, go on, Matt. Please carry on.
So this is the fourth.
It happens.
This is for a bogey. Go
this
on.
Is, yes. So if you haven't got it now, you're going to be over par for this hole. This is shot number four of this par three. He had planned to attend the University of South Florida, but was unable to gain entry due to his TOEFL scores being too low. He had planned to attend the University of South Florida, but was unable to gain entry.
This is ridiculous.
Just wait.
No, you were doing so well with the clues.
Just wait. You didn't let me finish the second time. I was going to give you a piece of additional information. He had planned to attend the University of South Florida, but was unable to gain entry due to his TOEFL scores being too low. TOEFL stands for Test of English as a Foreign Language. Test as English of a Foreign Language.
I think I'm in the right area of the world with my guesses. It's if I've got the right person. Do I keep that name?
You know what I love about this is that Pete's only written
one name.
I think you folded over every time, haven't you?
I think I wrote like Billy Horschel to begin with.
Oh my God, have you seen this? You see it?
His English is quite poor.
I'm just going to take the double or the bird.
Double or bird?
Double or bird.
It's a way to go, isn't it? You're like, live your life one quarter mile at a time.
Yeah, it could be a couple of people.
I don't know if this guy is quite young. Yeah, I'll stick with it.
Do you look confident? Do you look confident or you look lost?
No, I'm looking a bit lost. I agree with Kieran. Like, I thought we were having a really well designed course and there's a windmill on the screen.
None of those clues have been any more revealing. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're facing a player's revolt here.
If I've got a path, well, it was Grail.
Oh, Jay Monahan at the head of the table here. Like, you've got problems here. Yeah. I think you need to hold a meeting.
Oh, God. We'll get onto that in next week's episode. Shot number five. So if you haven't got it now, the worst you can do on the hole is two over, which I'm about to give you the answer. So you'll be two over if you haven't got it on the previous four shots. Shot number five. On Wednesday, February 21st, along with Denmark's Thorbjørn Olesen and Japan's Ryo Hisatsuni, this LIV golfer received an invitation to compete at this year's Masters tournament. The flexible Chilean, Joaquin Niemann.
Thinking him as well.
Didn't get it.
Yeah, see, I was actually thinking him as well when he said the youngest, but like the orange bowl's kind of throwing me off.
So my understanding of when you said about that, so in American football, in college American football, they have bowl season at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So there is names like there's the Rose Bowl. There's like stupid ones as well. It's like there's one that's like Pop Tarts Bowl or something like that. So I was assuming that he'd gone to college in America and played in some, but I've never heard of that in golf.
I think the Orange Bowl is like the two Florida universities.
Right. So that kind of thing.
Because
he said he was meant to get in, but then he didn't.
Yeah. So that should have given it away that it wasn't what you thought it was because he didn't even go to college.
So that's why. So I thought I'd done pretty good was Tom Kim. Because I thought, because he didn't go to college in America, he was he the first, or he's the last person to win two PGA Tour events before the age of 20 or something, or before Tiger.
Yeah.
And then his English is obviously pretty good, but then you said his finishes, and he finished T2 last year in the Open, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am now slightly confused.
Yeah. Did Joaquin Niemann go to college?
Yeah.
Where did he go?
No, did he go to college?
Oh, is that what you're asking me? Well, we can look it up, but he didn't go to that specific college. Okay, so I'll tell you what the Orange Bowl is.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so the Orange Bowl is a Chilean amateur kids event.
Okay, so it's nothing to do with...
No. So when he was 14...
How did we not know about the Chilean event?
So it was a red herring to catch you USA sports fans right in the mouth. It worked. I was kind of banking on Kieran just... I kind of really wanted you to get that one, but
it's
unfortunate.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Didn't enjoy that whole bit.
Oh,
don't throw it away. I need these. What'd you get?
Did you? Oh, I got a double. I didn't
you
get
You doubled
anything.
It. Yeah. You doubled it.
I think we all did.
You doubled, yeah, we it. Oh, that's so sad.
What did the Discord do?
The Discord were one over for the hole.
So they got it.
They got it.
That's an
well Gareth, done the Discord. Gareth, you did great
no,
work.
I'm going full on Zach Johnson here. He's lost a course.
Yeah. It's gone.
Lost a course.
You've lost
it's
it.
Gone. Course is gone.
We might be getting it back on next week's episode.
I hope so.
I will apologize that you didn't enjoy that hole as much as the Discord did, because the Discord played it one over.
You know what?
And maybe in tomorrow's round, you got to play the hole again.
That
maybe you'll be more aware.
That was such a tricked up hole. That was a blind tee shot on the par three, and the marker post behind the green was 20 yards away from the green.
What was that
Shishkins.
Hole? Was that Shishkin? Yeah, that was horrible.
Oh yeah,
you were all aiming at it.
I hit it straight over, and I was like, "Here we go."
I can't remember
even there.
I remember what hole it was, but yeah, the marker post was
par
pointing.
Three.
Was it was so maybe at, like right in the middle of the green, and then actually the hole was all the way over there?
Never been so disappointed.
it's
such
honestly.
A good tee shot.
Sorry, not four. Third.
Oh, well, we had fun.
What excellent
joke.
Work.
What
yeah, you just didn't do as well. No, you didn't do as well as I would like you to do.
You know what? I'm gonna close out this podcast.
Yeah.
And you know, guys.
Well done if you got it home. If you got Joaquin Niemann, if you knew about the Orange Bowl being an amateur kids event in Chile, well done. South American champion.
Unbelievable. You know what? I'm just going to say, guys, I've really, really enjoyed today's podcast, apart from that last bit. And I'm not going to let it leave a sour taste in my mouth, okay? So I'm just going to go get a coffee. I just want to say, everyone, thank you so much for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, thanks for hanging out with us. I know it can be tough. So I just want to say we really, really appreciate it. You know, we are those guys who will talk to you at the bus stop. And, oh no, it's been delayed again. And you're too polite to move. So we just keep on talking.
Chalking and talking, yeah.
And
yeah.
You're not saying anything in an attempt to end the conversation. And yet we just go on.
Yeah, I see that as an invitation to continue.
And on and on and on. And you know what the weird thing is? When the bus pulls up, we're not even getting on the bus.
All right, see you later.
We just sat down to talk. Yeah. And that's where we're at right now. Oh, so God. Thanks, guys. Thank you all for watching. And we will see you next week for a review of Full Swing Season 2.
See ya.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, right, full on walk off the course, crap. Everyone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.